October, y'all. October means fall. Some of our trees change colors. We see lots of pumpkin stuff. Do we have pumpkin spice fans in the house? Judy's admitting it. This is the season I like to make pumpkin bread. If you like pumpkin bread, then send a boo-gram to someone and it will include some of my pumpkin bread and Halloween stuff. But the fun is also that October comes with harvest in much of the country. And so this month, for the first 3 weeks, we will be looking at the sermon series of Let Love Grow, looking from seed to sprout to fruit, and going with that harvest theme, especially because I just planted seeds for the first time and wanted to use it as a sermon illustration because it just works. But with that, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Which I apologize if my brain's a little off today. I refereed for the first time with soccer yesterday and made the mistake of signing up for 3 games and then coaching a game, putting in 7 miles yesterday, and at the end of the day, my body said, you didn't warm up for this. So I'm a little sore and a little sunburned, but way ready to preach. So, like I said, and like I put in my El Portal article, I've been working on these planter boxes, and I really call it an experiment or an adventure with these planter boxes because most of it has been a learning adventure as opposed to success. Water issues, sun issues, dog issues, you name it, fun issues, have made it so that it's not as much producing as much as it is learning. But I decided, because I went to Lowe's, and that's where I go to get my fruits and vegetables, and all they seem to want to carry is tomatoes and lettuce and herbs. And I have enough lettuce and tomato plants, and herbs definitely have not gone. So I decided I would wander over to the seed section of the garden area of Lowe's, and all of a sudden, here's this huge variety, right? All these wonderful things that I love and that the kids will eat coming out of the garden, unlike lettuce and tomato, because those are on the huge list of things the Dixon children do not eat. What was it? When we first got here, there's the Dixon kids and their plate of white rice, right? Aiden is still a plate of white rice. But anyway, so I picked up a dozen different seeds. And I got home and I planted my seeds. And here we go on this adventure. And I have to tell you, at this point, my melons sprouts are about this big, my cucumber sprouts are about this big, and I just finally got my first little carrot sprout. Boy, those tiny little seeds take forever to sprout. But I got these seeds of many kinds, squashes and melons and peppers and carrots and all sorts of fun stuff. And opening up the packets, it was kind of like Christmas and trying to figure out, were they going to be big seeds? Were they going to be little seeds? Were they going to be microscopic seeds like the carrots? What was going to be in there and what was going to happen? But here's the fun. As you look at each and every one of these seeds, you may be looking at a seed and it might be boring to you. It might not seem like much to you. It might be like a watermelon seed that's to be spit into the trash and upset that God would put it in the way of eating your delicious watermelon. But what are we actually looking at? When we look at each and every one of these seeds, is we are looking at a different kind of life that is contained within it. The kind of seed determines what kind of life will sprout from it. But when you look at a seed, you should be seeing the potential for new life. Now, as I was looking up seeds and their potential and what they were, I came across Thich Nhat Hanh. And I got to read one of his books in seminary and just loved the wisdom that came forth. And here's a quote about seeds that I thought fit right in today, and I thought that we could learn from. And Thich Nhat Hanh says, your mind is like a piece of land. planted with many different kinds of seeds. See how it fits in already? Seeds of joy, peace, mindfulness, understanding, and love. Seeds of craving, anger, fear, hate, and forgetfulness. These wholesome and unwholesome seeds are always there, sleeping in the soil of your mind. The quality of your life depends on the seeds that you water. If you plant tomato seeds in your garden, tomatoes will grow. Just so, if you water a seed of peace in your mind, peace will grow. When the seeds of happiness in you are watered, you will become happy. When the seed of anger in you is watered, you will become angry. The seeds that are watered frequently are those that will grow strong. So here we sit with this image of seeds that are within us, those good seeds, those fruits of the Spirit seeds, joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. I think I got about 7 of the 9 right there. But then also to know that those fleshly desires are also in there. Anger and impatience, selfishness, greed, and such. And here if we look and imagine these seeds that are in there, we can imagine that both have potential. Both have a desire to grow and burst forth. But now here we are the gardener of the seeds within us. We decide what we are going to water and feed and cultivate and what we want to work on stopping from growing within us. And what we care for and cultivate is what will burst forth from us. Of course, if we back up for a minute, here I thought maybe we were going to be the seed, but if the seed is the fruits of the Spirit and that which God has put in us and that which is fighting against what God has put in us, then we must ask the question of what are we? Well, if we go to our scripture this morning, in Genesis 2, remembering that there are two stories of creation, and we almost always read the first one. But here in the second creation story, in the account of the heavens and the earth being created, when no shrub had appeared on earth and no yet plant had sprung forth yet, and there was no one to work the ground. Here's this beautiful image of creation coming to be, from nothing to something, and needing what? Something, someone to work the ground. But then here in verse 7, what does it say? But the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. When we look at the Hebrew here, which I know I don't do often, but this time it's important. When we see the Hebrew for the word man, we have the word Adam, A-D-A-M. Funny, what was the name of the first man? Adam. But then you look at the Hebrew for the word ground, and it is Adamah, A-D-A-M-A-H. So where do we come from? We come from the word for ground. What does that make us? The soil of the seeds that God plants. We are the fertile ground. We are the ones who contain new life within us. And we are here to cultivate it and care for it. We were formed from the soil of the earth. A fertile ground for what to grow in, but the kingdom of God. Want proof of that? We look to the parables. If we go into the parables, we have one called the parable of the mustard seed. Maybe you've heard of it. The mustard seed, I think that the carrot is the tiniest of little seeds that there are, but then next to it comes the tiny little mustard seed. And it says that Jesus told the people of a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that birds can come and perch in its branches. These mustard trees are not the prettiest of trees. They're not the most logical of trees. The interesting one with Jesus using this parable of the mustard seed is it's almost silly in what's being said. One, because in that time, nobody grew mustard trees, okay? Nobody grew them because you didn't have to. Those little tiny seeds got blown by the wind and picked up by birds and scattered everywhere to grow on their own. That, and while there are some medicinal purposes for mustard seed, it wasn't something that would truly care for you or nourish you or give you a source of income. And so Jesus was using something that to many people was insignificant. Today it would be like saying, you know, there once was a man who planted a dandelion seed. Anybody here plant dandelions? Anybody here want to have a grove of dandelions? Anybody here want to compare the kingdom of God to dandelions? That was the one that I could think. There's all these weeds in my yard and trying to pop up everywhere, and I don't want to plant them because to me they are a pest. But here, Jesus uses the mustard seed. Why? Because it's the tiniest of seeds that grows to this huge tree. And funny, Jesus doesn't say, and that tree grew and cared for all the humans around it. But Jesus said that tree grew and the birds were able to come and perch in its branches. It was still caring for creation. But what do we also see? The seed that maybe isn't intentionally planted by humans is planted by God through the wind and through the birds. It goes wide and far and can grow just about anywhere. The kingdom of God is such. It doesn't take an intentional planting. There's no picking and choosing of where it goes or who it goes into. It is spread far and wide and has the potential of growing anywhere and in anyone. The kingdom of God has been planted in you, and you are the fertile ground where it will grow. The greatest of all potential is already within us. So it begs the question of how we are watering it, how we are feeding it, how we are caring for it, how we are weeding out that which is around it that desires to choke it. How especially, as 1 Peter 8 tells us, above all else, show one another love. For love covers a multitude of sins. The greatest of all the seeds within us is the seed of love. Love that has so many different Greek words to describe it. Love that can be for a perfect stranger. Love that can be for a family member. Love that can be for a friend. Love that can be for a spouse or significant other. And love that can be of and from God that is unconditional and like no other. That love is in us. And as Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us, if we water that love that is in us, love will sprout forth out of us. And that right there is the kingdom of God happening here on earth as it is in heaven. When we embody love, when we show love, especially in the most difficult of circumstances, God's kingdom is there. And so here, my friends, we celebrate on this day of World Communion Sunday, where churches from around the world are celebrating communion together, remembering the diversity and the breadth and the depth of the church and all of the corners of the earth that it is touching and reaching and growing in. We think about that soil that is also all over the earth and the ways that God has planted seeds throughout it. Remembering that Jesus used seeds and wheat and harvest over and over again as images to let people know who we are called to be as God's children. And here we remember the seed that turned to wheat, the wheat that was ground and turned to bread, the bread that was blessed and broken and given to us, to remind us of the breaking of Christ's body, his body broken for us and for the forgiveness of our sins, the love from God poured out on us. And so as we get ready for our time of communion liturgy before we head outside to receive it, I invite us to turn to a word of prayer. Gracious God, here on this morning, we imagine the richness of good soil. We can feel it between our fingers. We can smell it through our nose. Soil that is rich in nutrients. Soil that is fertile and ready to cradle new life. Here on this morning, we can imagine the seed put in that soil. The seed that seems insignificant until it is planted and watered and breaks open and pours forth new life. And here on this morning, we imagine ourselves as that soil, rich with potential, the perfect place for seeds to be planted and grown. And here we can imagine the seeds that you have planted in us, the seeds of goodness and mercy and grace and compassion, so many seeds that are there. And especially and above all, the seed of love that you have planted deep within the depths of our hearts. And here on this morning, we seek your help in watering and feeding those seeds, of finding out how it is that we can let love grow within us so that it can burst forth from us and allow the kingdom of heaven to be present around us. Like the fragrance in a blooming garden, may the fragrance around us be love because of what you have put in us, because of what choices we have made, and by how we choose to act with those around us. For God, this is the gift of life that you have given us, and the gift of new life that is in us and ready for the world. We give you thanks for all of this. We give you thanks that you have seen us as invaluable, fertile ground for your kingdom. And we look forward to seeing what you will do with us. For all of this, Lord, we pray in your holiest creating name. Amen. Get ready for our communion blessing. Let us turn to a beloved communion hymn. Let us break bread together.